You're listening to Soundside. I'm Mike Davis, in for Libby Dykman. You're at a light rail station.
Please report that anything suspicious to security or transit employees.
You've paid your fare, trains are coming in. Maybe you've got a destination in mind, or maybe you just want to go wherever the rails take you. The possibilities are endless. Well, not really. Right now, there are only two directions you can go, north or south. Towards Northgate or towards Angle Lake. But that won't be the case forever. This Thursday, Sound Transit's board of directors is voting on, quote, confirming or modifying the preferred alternative light rail route and station locations for the Ballard Link extension. In other words, they're moving closer to deciding where to put a new station that will let riders head west to the Ballard Light Rail station. And while that may sound relatively simple, the options are actually complicated, specifically when it comes to the proposed Chinatown International District station.
It's a lot to wrap your head around, for sure.
That's Doug Trum, executive director of The Urbanist. Last June, the Sound Transit Board proposed two options for the Ballard expansion, both in the CID. But now, the original option for the CID light rail station isn't looking good.
There just wasn't support for it, and there's good reason for that. I mean, it took about four blocks of the Chinatown Historic District, and would have needed to either temporarily or permanently, you know, take those buildings and either tear them down or, you know, impact them for the whole construction.
So the board is now considering two more options. There's the 4th Avenue option. This station is also sometimes referred to as the 4th Avenue shallow option because it won't be as deep in the ground. The station connects in Union Station, which already exists.
The catch there is it's more expensive. And there's also still some members of the community that think that that option would create some of the same effects as the 5th option, potentially displacing the Chinatown and leading to displacement of residents and just being a very hard thing to endure during the construction.
So enter the north-south option, which is comprised of two stations. The northern one would take up an unused county building, which
would put the station at the site of the King County Administration Building just across the street from the King County Jail. And what King County Executive Dow Constantine said during his State of the County speech is that the county wants to redevelop its campus. They have this campus plan to get more use out of their 7-block campus in the south of downtown. They're right on the edge of the CID. And he kind of saw the light rail station as part of that.
The second station, the south one, would sit below Wajamaya in the CID.
And that's what's currently used as a temporary Salvation Army homeless shelter. And that site would be 5 to 10 minute walk south of the existing station in Chinatown International District. So it would give some connectivity to the southern end of Chinatown in the International District. And it wouldn't connect to anything else there, but it would be sort of close to the stadiums as well.
So far, the north-south option is supported by both the CID Coalition, which voiced their concerns about the displacement from the initial 5th Avenue station, and King County Executive Dow Constantine. Regardless of this, Doug says the original 5th Avenue option is falling by the wayside.
As far as we know, the 5th Avenue option is dead. We didn't get any board members to kind of speak up for it.
So, what does this mean for Thursday's vote? Doug says it's hard to know.
It is possible that we won't really know the station option, but the board has said they don't want to kick this can down the road anymore. So they're going to do a vote that's going to, you know, impact the study. I would guess there's going to be a new alternative added into the study, but there's always the potential that they have to change their mind and pick a different one based on running into some sort of obstacle, some sort of unanticipated issue with either the one of the existing options that they continue to pick or a new option that they make the preferred alternative and add into the study. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough to predict. It seems very likely that since King County Executive Dow Constantine, who's also the Sound Transit Board Chair, has signaled support for the north and south of CID option, I think it sort of has the inside track as far as getting added to the study. And they might call that picking it as a preferred alternative. But because that option only emerged in the last few months and hasn't been studied as deeply as the other options, it's going to entail additional study. And maybe everything they hope for that in their preliminary studies is, you know, completely buildable, and there's no kinks in whatever construction phasing and, you know, all the other plans that kind of have to come to take this to, you know, a full design that you would approve and actually build. But that would be my guess, is that they'll add the north and south of CID option. And I guess the big question then is if they eliminate the fourth avenue option as they do that, or whether they leave it in and sort of it's they're continue to kind of be either the fallback, one or the other.
Right. Now there's a lot at stake. No matter what the board decides to do, there's potential for growth or loss of historical significance. There's cost. There's all of these factors. I'm curious, number one, how is the board weighing all of these factors? And do we have any hint on how the board may vote on Thursday?
One criticism that we obviously share with folks who are really pressing for the north and south of CD option is, you know, we think that Sound Transit should be responsive to the community. We think they should communicate what they're thinking and help build a vision with the community about what's happening. And I think early on that wasn't really what happened. And that led to them delaying their decision to add extra community outreach, which was good. And, you know, I think that trust has been broken over, you know, many, many years. Obviously, there's just a ton of legacy of, you know, racist transportation planning and racist just general how the city's approached it. I mean, Chinatown is in a location that wasn't original. Original Chinatown was in Pioneer Square, and it was already displaced to there. And then you have I-5 going through and I-90. You asked me what the board is likely to do. That's a very complicated question, but we've sort of seen with how this works, because the Sound Transit Board has, you know, 18 members, and about half of them are from King County, and the other half are from Snohomish County and Pierce County. And the folks from Snohomish and Pierce County are particularly interested in getting their light rail done, the spine sort of, to get Everett connected to Seattle and get Tacoma connected to Seattle with light rail. And adding costs to the Seattle part of the light rail is a tough sell for them. So with the Sound Transit Chair Constantine backing north and south, it's likely he can probably get enough votes, whether from his own delegation in King County, which as the county executive, he gets to pick those board members for, I think, 2-year terms or something like that, from within the ranks of, you know, municipal and county government in his sub area, and then likely to get support in Snohomish and potentially Pierce. So that would be my prediction. And I guess the question is whether they sort of leave it as a question to further study the north and south of CID option, and then make a final call if that's actually what they pick, or whether they just call it, we're switching to this, we just don't see a way forward on 4th Avenue. The north and south of CID option does entail about, they estimated right now, based on these preliminary studies, which could obviously change as we've seen, $360 million above what they call the realigned baseline plan. But what King County Executive Constantine has said is that he has a plan to raise $400 million through potentially the land that the county owns, that could in-kind it to the Sound Transit or something like that. I've sought details from his office on what exactly is this financing plan. And what I heard back is they don't have any additional details at this time, but they might reveal it at the meeting. That, I mean, that is obviously a concern that we have, is that, you know, okay, this is a big decision and we don't have all the details yet. It's going to be interesting to see how that board meeting goes. It could be a very long marathon meeting.
And what are the next steps following Thursday's board meeting?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I think it would still, you know, we're still a ways away from actually starting this project, but it would sort of give Sound Transit a direction and, okay, here's where, you know, you should be actually working on your designs, because these are incredibly complicated projects. And to get from essentially 0% design, which is what the North and CID option is, it's just kind of preliminary sketches, to 100% design is, you know, a long process and it'll take years. If there's enough direction to know this is the way forward, they'll go ahead and continue to study both environmental impacts and actually make the designs that are then buildable. But as far as like what it actually means for the community, I think, you know, if they get North and South CID, that'll be a victory for those in the community that didn't want the station in the middle of the CID. And you know, there's still be, I think all sides acknowledge there's still a lot of work left to do as far as actually protecting the CID from displacement, from making equitable transoriented development happen, community-centered housing happen, and to protect small businesses from the pressures of displacement that are already there. It's already really close to downtown. It's already has a light rail station. There's already a lot of displacement pressure, but we obviously need to keep making sure that the Chinatown continues to be a cultural asset for the whole community across our region, especially the Asia Pacific Islander community, where it's such a meeting spot, it's such a cultural home, I think.
Doug Trum is executive director of The Urbanist. Doug, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
As Doug mentioned, this is a decision that people are really invested in. It impacts one of Seattle's only remaining predominantly POC neighborhoods, the Chinatown International District. And no matter what the board chooses to do, they're going to upset someone.
I think what it will mean for me and my family, as well as everybody in the region, is that if they don't move forward on 4th, then it's going to be $57 billion in the toilet. You're building this mass transit system that, if it's inconvenient, nobody's going to use it.
This is Amy Chin Lozano.
I'm a very active community member, a longtime community member. Our roots are there. Even though we're not in the neighborhood, we still consider it our neighborhood, our home base. I am with Transit Equity for All, and we are advocating currently for the 4th Ave station.
Amy believes the 4th Avenue option provides the most connectivity for the entire region, and she sees it as vital for keeping the area alive.
We see the 4th Avenue station as a first step towards reinvestment, reparations for the community. Because once that transit hub is put in, we're going to have tourists coming in, you know, and with tourists comes money. We need to have more money coming in to support all of our businesses. We have to have a mixed income community to be able for us to thrive and grow. You know, you cannot rely on low income, you know, an entire neighborhood of low income to adequately support all these businesses. It doesn't make any economical sense at all.
Of course, not everyone agrees with her.
We believe that the 4th Avenue option is just too risky. 10 years of construction would be a disaster for the Chinatown International District, and we know that disasters are perfect opportunities for gentrification. The 10-year construction period would create noise and dangerous traffic rerouting through the neighborhood that would be detrimental to our resident and small business health. And there is also no opportunity for equitable transit-oriented development once the station construction is complete. My name is Christina Shimizu. I'm the executive director of Puget Sound Sage. Chinatown International District is my cultural home and part of my family legacy, and also my political home and where I organize as a member of the CID coalition.
Christina is advocating for the north-south option for the expansion. She says it will better serve the needs of the CID community.
The CID can't benefit from the new transit system if the CID is no longer here. And the rest of the region can't enjoy the CID if the CID is no longer here. The north and south option provide regional connectivity and access to the CID to all three lines of transit still, and also help us address one very significant and important avenue of risk around displacement by allowing us to build more equitable transit-oriented development and affordable housing.
Christina says that Puget Sound Sage and the CID Coalition are pushing for Sound Transit to purchase the land that they will offer back to the community for culturally relevant, community-controlled development to help keep neighborhood businesses and residents within the area.
And what we really want to see is that the CID can remain a permanently affordable and welcoming home to all people, regardless of income level, regardless of housing status, and regardless of citizenship. The CID has always been a welcoming home to working class immigrant Asians, and we want it to remain permanently welcoming to working class immigrant Asians and not just wealthy Asians, or buildings, beautiful buildings with no Asians in them at all.
Amy Chin Lozano disagrees that the north-south option will best help the neighborhood. And she says it's an exaggeration to say that the station will result in the CID disappearing.
I think it's just a lot of fear-mongering. I mean, that's the easiest thing to stop anything, is just invoke the most fear. And it's extremely easy, especially for a community that's been marginalized and forced out of areas for generations.
She says the potential for decades of construction might be less of a burden if it's done alongside other needed infrastructure improvements like the 2nd Avenue Extension Bridge, South Jackson Street Bridge, and the 4th Avenue Viaduct.
What we're envisioning is that part of the mitigation for this project is that Sound Transit, in partnership with the city and the county, just do all the projects while they're there. Just finish it all up while you're there.
The 4th Avenue option is more expensive than the north-south one. It's likely the city of Seattle that would have to chip in. Sound Transit's board says it would be an additional $700 million for the shallow 4th Avenue alternative and $800 million for the shallower 4th Avenue alternative. For Amy, that money is an investment in the CID's future. For Christina, picking the north-south option is too.
To me, I think it'll mean that cultural preservation and the CID is not an afterthought to our community, that we are taking intentional steps to listen to communities of color and to think about what a truly inclusive urbanism looks like in Seattle. I think that it means that we think about what a welcoming city looks like in Seattle, and that we're not building a transit system that just moves bodies and capital through neighborhoods that have been demolished and rebuilt by developers, but instead are taking all means necessary to protect communities that have been built and put together over generations and have a true sense of belonging and social networks that are vital to remain intact. And that we're not disrupting those social networks and disrupting communities that have been displaced and disenfranchised and dispossessed so many times in the past, and really staying true to our commitment as a city, as a progressive city, to center racial equity.
Again, Sound Transit's board decides this Thursday, the 23rd, on what option they'll pursue.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. This show is only possible because listeners support us. If you're able to give right now, please check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m., Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.